NRD versus Dundee County Board of Equalization. Ms. Lust, good morning to you.
Good morning. I'd like to reserve 2 minutes for rebuttal. May it please the court, I am Janelle Lust, and I am representing the Dundee County Board of Equalization in this matter. This case involves an exemption, a request by the Upper Republican NRD over 6,640 acres purchased for the Rock Creek Augmentation Project. There are two previous owners of the property. One of them is FEM and its related cattle grazing company, M&L Company. The other one is the Wilder property. FEM owned, prior to the purchase, 4,080 of the acres that we're talking about, 800 plus of which were used for cattle grazing prior to the purchase by the NRD. Wilder owned the rest of the property that we're here to talk about. On the FEM property, there were several improvements, including 525,000 bushel grain storage facility, a bulk feed storage, scales, a scale house, a storage shed, a hangar, a heated shop, a mobile trailer, and a modular home. Turk determined that in regards to those improvements, the property was not being used for a public purpose. All of the rest of the property, including the property being actively used for cattle farming by FEM and the Wilder property, Turk determined was being used for a public purpose because the grazing of cattle helps with the NRD's range management and soil erosion purposes for owning the property. In regards to the property that Turk found was not being used for a public purpose, the FEM property with all of those improvements on it, Turk decided that under the statutory scheme involved here, that the Upper Republican NRD could not pay the taxes on behalf of the lessee, and that since the lessee did not initially appeal before the Board of Equalization the finding of the non-exemption of the property, that the lessee, FEM in this case, due process rights were violated, and they also were not liable for paying the tax. So I'd like to address first this idea that the Upper Republican does not have to pay the tax, and that FEM's due process rights.
If I may, go ahead. Was that essentially the same ruling with the Wilder property?
The Wilder property, the Turk decided, was being used for a public purpose, specifically range management, soil erosion, and the underlying Rock Creek Augmentation Project. Because there isn't a related continuing lease on Wilder. There was in 2013. It was leased out for cattle grazing, but going forward, it was not.
So this conundrum is only present with the FEM?
The conundrum is only present for those parcels of the FEM property that Turk determined there were improvements on that were being solely used for the benefit of
the
FEM's commercial agricultural
In ordinary speech, it's not public, someone should pay taxes.
Right.
Is that right?
It's not being used for a public purpose,
okay.
Someone should pay taxes. But
okay.
Then
okay.
Turk decided neither the NRD
okay.
nor
you.
FEM had to pay the taxes.
Was that issue even before Turk?
That's a good point. I mean, the NRD appealed the finding that the property was not exempt to Turk. On its own, Turk then decided as part of its analysis to determine that the NRD couldn't pay the tax and that FEM couldn't pay the tax. So I believe FEM briefed this more specifically than we did in our brief, but that is one of the assignments of error on the cross appeal for FEM, that issue was not even before Turk and should not have been decided by Turk. Specifically though, the reason that found that the NRD was not liable to for paying the taxes was that Turk found that in regards to leased property, public political subdivisions cannot be liable for the tax. And I believe that that is a complete misreading of Section 77-202.114, which says that the NRD can either pass the tax notification onto the lessee if they want the lessee to pay it, or the political subdivision can pay the tax and collect it as part of the rent. And Turk determined that even though the lease between FEM and the NRD provided that the NRD would pay the tax as part of the lease, that that doesn't count as paying the tax and collecting it as part of the lease. And that's just not a sensible reading of Section 4 of that statute, because obviously if there's a lease, under those lease provisions, if it says, NRD, we want you to take care of that lease, and we're and FEM is paying lease payments, it is being collected as part of the rent.
Is this the argument here, at least, that the NRD is a particular type of political subdivision that has some sort of role with range management that most other political subdivisions, cities, counties, airport authorities, schools, would not have an equivalent duty? Does it make a difference that this is an NRD as opposed to some other type of political subdivision?
We believe that not finding that the entire agricultural operation that did not change after the purchase. I mean, this was a very sophisticated agricultural operation for the purchase before the NRD, and that the only change was they're not growing corn anymore. They're just grazing cattle, and they were grazing cattle before. So one of our assignments of error is that Turk should have found that the entirety of the FEM parcels were not being used for a public purpose. But Turk found that since the NRD had range management responsibilities under the Act, that those portions that were just being used for cattle grazing were being used for a public purpose.
After the change that was done with respect to the water situation, the county adjusted the value from irrigated to
grass.
Non-irrigated.
To grass. Yes.
To grass.
The grassland, like 90% of the county.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Then, to get back to the analysis on the improved parcels. Once they determined that the NRD could not pay the tax, Turk decided that since FEM was not notified by the NRD that its due process rights were violated because they did not participate before the Board of Equalization in that hearing, even though they participated at the Turk hearing. There are cases that in valuation cases, if the lessee was not participating before the Board of Equalization, that would be a violation of the due process right. But this is an exemption case. There's no hearing. What happens under the statute, which is 77-202-12-2, is that the political subdivision or the lessee, under the statute uses or, just files a protest with the county board. And under that written protest, within 30 days, the county there is no hearing, so there was no due process that was violated. Either one, the political subdivision or the lessee, just files a written protest. That written protest is determined by the board, and then if the lessee or the political subdivision does not like that, they can appeal to Turk.
So they didn't miss the party.
What?
They didn't miss
the party. They were
there was no party.
And not only do I not have time for rebuttal anymore, but going back, though.
So is your ultimate argument there that That should be in a different lawsuit somewhere or in a different form?
I think the NRD should pay the taxes is what I think about those improved parcels.
Was that an issue on appeal, though? What was the only issue that was appealed from the board?
The exemption, whether the property was exempt or not.
Whether
that was
it was
the
for
only
public
issue
use.
Appealed to Turk.
Whether it was for public use.
Whether it was for public use.
So part of your assignment of error is that Turk went beyond its authority.
Yes. But, you know, we also think none of the property is being used for a public purpose, and that is an important part of our appeal, too. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Is it Mr. Burke?
Morning.
Good morning to you.
May it please the court, my name is Joel Burke. I represent the Upper Republican. I'm splitting my time with Mr. McGuaw, who has cross appeal in this matter.
Each of you are going to do 5 minutes?
Yes. Thank you. This appeal presents the issue of whether property owned by the Upper Republican Natural Resources District and used for the Rock Creek Augmentation Project is subject to property tax or not. The Nebraska Constitution and Section 77202 provide that property owned by the state and its governmental subdivisions is exempt from property tax to the extent the property is used for a public purpose. The statute continues with the definition of a public purpose or public use, which is property that's used or property that's being developed for use to carry out the general functions of government or to carry out the duties and responsibilities conferred by law. The definition does exclude property that's leased unless that lease to a private individual, unless that lease is at fair market value for a public purpose. In 2011, the Natural Resources District, the Upper Republican, was facing the shutdown of thousands of irrigated acres within its boundaries, as were the other NRDs within the Republican River Basin. And the reason for that was a lawsuit filed by Kansas, and Kansas had requested as part of the relief that a substantial number of acres be shut down.
The short version is you needed the water from under the land.
Correct. An augmentation project is one of the alternatives available to an NRD to achieve and maintain compliance.
But you didn't need the surface for the augmentation process, did you?
Well, I think we did. I guess would be
that,
my argument.
Isn't that the sort of the crux of this?
I think
and if it is, why don't you try to explain to us how you needed the surface and why you needed the surface as part of this augmentation project?
Okay. As you know, the common law in Nebraska is that a surface owner has the right to appropriate the subterranean water, and in a time of shortness, everybody has a proportionate share of the whole. And so the surface would define the water that could be pumped from the augmentation project, because it is a time of shortage. We know from the Bamford case, because the Upper Republican was already designated as a control area or a management area at that time.
But I'm talking about the use of the surface, not the ownership of the surface. How did the use of the surface...
In addition to the... Well, another component of the augmentation project was that the NRD became the owner of 5,000 acres of formerly irrigated ground. Something had to be done with that property. Because it was formerly irrigated, it would be subject to blowing. It's not conducive to dryland farming. And so the NRD came in and did a prairie restoration project that was funded by the Nebraska Environmental Trust with a grant of nearly $1 million. They consulted with the Department of Ag, Game and Parks.
To restore it to grass.
Right.
Okay. Has it been restored to grass?
Yes, it has.
Now, do you think that the fact that it was formerly dry land or irrigated land and formerly would have been subject to erosion, does that continue on forever?
If the NRD didn't lease it, it would, because they would have to mow it and provide the care for it.
Could you have just purchased the water rights to the land?
That's been, nobody knows for sure, I guess, is the real answer. I would be hesitant to do that, but the NRD spent $10 million for one track and $8 million for another. And to tell them as their counsel that that proportionate share argument doesn't come into play, I wouldn't feel comfortable doing that. I think there is an argument that could be made by some other landowner that we have to have some reference back to get to that proportionate share argument.
Do we have to decide what the dominant, assuming there is some public purpose here, do we have to figure out whether it's the dominant interest?
I believe that's correct, and I think also, though, you can't separate the surface from the water as you can with the mineral, because that's different with water.
Well, all of our predominant use cases have all involved competing uses of the surface. We've never had one exactly like this yet, have we?
No.
All right.
The time for Mr. McBaugh, if there's any other questions, I'd be glad to answer those.
But you've got two potentially predominant public purpose issues here. One is the we want to prevent erosion, and the other one is we want the water to comply with the compact. Is that correct?
And we need the surface to define the proportionate share in a time of shortage.
Thank you very much. Mr. McQuaid, good morning to you.
Please the court. I'm Todd McQuaid, and I represent Lefty here, FEM, and while it's subdivision M&L, was leasing this property. This court does not need to get to our assignments of error if it agrees with what FERC did. If it wants to assign part of the tax assessment to FEM, then it needs to look at the assignments of error that we have. First of all, we do not believe that TURC had subject matter jurisdiction to even look at these issues. That is between can the property be assessed and paid, tax paid by the NRD or assigned to FEM. And the reason for that is at below TURC, that was not an issue. And the only issue that ever came up through all this is was this property used for public use. And assignments vary.
If it had been brought up in front of the county board or the Board of Equalization, would TURC have jurisdiction of it?
If it did, then TURC would, I think, have jurisdiction of it, not up at that level. But as this court had found in the Nebraska State Bar Foundation case, you're limited to issues that were at the lower level. And TURC is an appellate tribunal, and again, it was never at the board level, never at the TURC level, and therefore, not only did TURC lack subject matter jurisdiction.
To follow up on the Chief Justice's question, how could it have been raised before the county board? Wouldn't the county board only have jurisdiction over valuation disputes and a dispute of is this or is this not exempt property? Isn't that the extent of the county board's jurisdiction?
I think the county board, though, if FEM would have been noticed, could have protested at that point in time. And I think
protested what?
Protested whether it was used for public or not used for public purposes. And then because of the lease in this case, that was NRD to pay for.
Does the county board have the authority to interpret leases?
I don't believe it does, no.
So with a custom,
I'm sorry. And rule on constitutional issues?
No, probably not at that point, no.
That was my question.
No. Oh, I'm sorry. You would have asked.
What we do believe, TURC was correct with regard to the violation of due process from the standpoint that FEM did not get the opportunity.
Isn't that a constitutional issue?
But TURC couldn't take it up, I don't think, at that point in time. To be able to take it up. So in this case, the determination of the due process rights violated when the county board failed to notice FEM of that hearing. That's because the got different burdens of proof down at the lower level, which is preponderance, and it is clear and convincing at the Turk level. So we've got a difference in the burden of proof here, which would be the violation of due process because FEM was not able to be at that board level to at that point in time.
What would FEM have done differently at that board level than NRD did?
It could have protested, could have added more evidence at that point in time whether this was for public use and not for public use from that standpoint.
Would the interest of FEM be aligned with the lessor?
Not necessarily if it was going to, the tax was going to be assigned to FEM, when in fact the lease says the NRD is to pay for the tax. And in fact, part of the issue also is, which was brought up by the appellant, that the NRD can pay tax, or Turk said it couldn't pay tax in this situation, that there's the Administrative Code 350, Chapter 15, that provides guidelines that subdivision of the state can pay taxes. In fact, it even talks about if they don't pay taxes, it can be a lien against their property. So in this situation, they could have been required to pay the tax. What the NRD did, though, was through the lease, decided to pay the tax. If it didn't want to pay the tax, it could have collected the tax through the lease, which in this case that we say that happened, and that's what Turk says that happened. The taxes were actually collected through the lease and allowed to be done so from the lease. And basically, the conclusion is this court affirms what Turk did. It doesn't need to look at our assignments of error, but if it believes that FEM should be paying some of this tax here, then it needs to look at the issues of due process that was not afforded to FEM in this matter.
Thank you very much. Do we have any time for rebuttal? There is no time for rebuttal.